Chapter 7. Ministry and Spiritual Service. In those days, strengthened spiritually through revival meetings and filled with the Holy Spirit, God began to use me powerfully in the ministry of the Word, at small gatherings and prayer meetings, sharing my testimony in different places. I was able to encourage many people, drawing on the strength of God's hand at work in my own life. I found joy in laboring among Hindu friends, recognizing the need to bear witness to the gospel there. In those days, Brother Srinivasa Reddy was a spiritual role model for me. Working as a lecturer among Hindus, he encouraged me spiritually, taught me spiritual discernment, and strengthened me in my walk with God. I came to understand, in real depth, the disciplines and the obedience the Christian life requires. I came to believe that receiving salvation is important, but that guarding that salvation and growing in it is just as essential for a believer. During the difficult years of my studies, none of our own relatives lent us any support. They would not even speak kindly to us and behaved selfishly toward us. My mother and I bore our emotional pain alone. We found comfort only by depending on the Lord and pouring out our hearts to Him in tears. The room we lived in was very small, and the bathroom was in poor condition. Unexpectedly, we learned that my father, who had been living far away, had come to salvation. Seeing my situation, he said he could help me financially. I went to see him. He paid my second year's fees, but he could not pay the fourth year's fees. He, too, was not doing well financially. We learned that he had left us, moved far away, remarried, and was now raising three children and caring for a wife. He had since left his job and was serving God full-time. When the second year's fees came due, something happened.